Health workers from Australia and other parts of the world are being asked to go to Papua New Guinea as the country experiences an increase in COVID-19 cases. There have been 31 infections, most linked to an outbreak at the country's biggest hospital, and there are fears the poor health system won't cope if cases continue to rise. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Health workers trying to protect Papua New Guinea from COVID-19 are now at the centre of the country's biggest outbreak. After at least four lab technicians at the Port Moresby General Hospital tested positive, the hospital has had to scale back its operations and start cleaning. The CEO is Dr. Parky Malumi.
For infection control measures like cleaning up the entire hospital, we need to scale down services.
The number of cases in the capital has now grown to 19. It takes the country's total to 31. But the COVID-19 incident manager for the World Health Organization in PNG, Sean Casey, says it's still not known how the lab technicians were infected.
We clearly have a situation of local transmission occurring in Port Moresby, and at the moment we still don't have very large-scale testing in the city. So we don't really know what the scale of transmission is.
The acting health secretary, Dr. Paison Dakulala, says just over 9,500 people in Papua New Guinea have been tested for the coronavirus, and that's set to ramp up.
Test. That's very, very important.
Mr. Casey says while they have testing supplies, they are facing issues.
The challenge is overcoming fear and stigma, really, both of health workers to collect the specimens and also from the patients.
So far, most of the cases in PNG have been mild, but the country's been open about the fact that it can't handle a widespread outbreak. PNG has about 40 ventilators and 500 doctors for a population of more than 8 million. A call's gone out for teams of doctors and health workers from overseas to travel to PNG to help.
There are many international emergency medical teams around the world, including some in our region in Australia, New Zealand, Fiji. So these teams come in, they don't rely on local resources, and they can embed within existing health facilities or establish standalone isolation and treatment facilities if that's what's required down the line.
In the meantime, residents in Port Moresby will have to wear masks in certain public places, and gatherings over 100 are being banned. But the country's emergency controller, David Manning, says the city won't go into a lockdown.
Coming down hard in terms of lockdowns, whilst it's not completely off the table, at this point in time, we would rather focus our efforts into ensuring that we deliver awareness programs to our communities.
In a city where so many live in crowded settlements, putting measures like social distancing into practice will be very difficult.
PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.